the mornings. And it's Lala Ticket Tag, so your chance at wristbands to go all 4 days of Lala this week.
Yes.
At 7, 11, 2, and 4. Let's say hello to... Who is this?
Lucy.
It's Lucy?
Lucy, where are you located, Lucy?
In Chicago.
Where in Chicago? You got a neighborhood to rep?
Yes, Jefferson Park.
All right, we're going to call you Lucy in Jefferson Park. And you know what? Because you're the first one, you got it easy.
Yeah, you're already qualified. Yeah. Tag, you're in Lucy in Jefferson Park.
All right, so Lucy in Jefferson Park, you are qualified to win those 4-day Lollapalooza wristbands, so you get to go all 4 days, see everybody, all right?
If you win.
If you win. Yes, sorry, we should clarify. Yes. If you end up winning this week, then it's all you. Now, you are it, so you'll have to remember Lucy in Jefferson Park. Lucy, Jefferson Park, is who you'll need to know at 11 a.m. Lucy, we're going to put you on hold, grab some info from you, okay?
Sounds good, thank you.
All right. So Lucy in Jefferson Park is the name that you're going to need to know coming up at 11 a.m. if you want to get qualified for those 4-day Lollapalooza wristbands.
Yes, and you want to go all 4 days because Charlie XCX, Lorde, John Summit, Olivia Dean, Jenny, Disco Lines, I could keep going from Zara Larsson.
This is one of those things where, like, if you have never been to Lollapalooza, like, do it. Because I know there's so many people who are like, I grew up in Chicago, have never been able to go to the festival. Well, we want to send you this week with Lala Ticket Tag. So it's a big championship Monday. All right. You got the Knicks won the championship. You got the Carolina Hurricanes won the championship. That's officially over, by the way.
Okay. Oh, hockey.
Yes. In the NHL, they beat the Vegas Golden Knights. And so the Stanley Cup finals are over. The World Cup is happening. And we have another champion that we need to talk to right now. And his name is Job Barbosa, and you know, Job, we have been keeping up with you for some time now, and his whole thing was that he was running every street in Chicago, and as of yesterday, you did it, Job!
You did it, Job!
Yes. yes. Now 100% complete the city.
Wow.
How
are you feeling? Just got to be king of the mountain right now after that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to feel, to be honest. Yesterday, a lot of people asked me, like, how you were feeling, and I said I was happy that it's over, but sad that it's over, because it's you know, the journey is better than the destination a lot of the times, and for me, it really was. I mean, the culmination of yesterday, having over 1,000 people show up, everyone donning the Chicago flag as we shut down Michigan Avenue, was amazing, obviously. But just going to the different neighborhoods and chatting to people is fantastic. Yeah,
it really was an incredible sight to see. Just literally a sea of people wearing Chicago flags as capes in support of Job, and really, I think, in support of the greater mission, which was Job did a great job not only running every street in Chicago, but showing different sides of Chicago and really encouraging people to leave their neighborhood and, you know,
explore more.
And you got the mayor on board. You got the governor on board. Like, you did the damn thing, Job.
Yeah, I mean, people connected with the journey, and at the start I did just going to different neighborhoods and just running and showcasing what I did in my runs, but people watched it. But when I started talking to people and interacting with people really connected with that. Yeah. People connect with people, and so just going to different neighborhoods, no matter the neighborhoods, just chatting to people, showcasing people, putting a name to a face is something I found really powerful in social media, because for me now I can think of a neighborhood and I can think of someone like Englewood, I think of Jerome, Washington Heights, I think of a 7-year-old kid I ran with named Bryce, and so like different neighborhoods I think of different people, and that's how you connect with people online, is by connecting with others.
It's so beautiful to see how many people have connected with you that you didn't even know. I mean, I'm sure that when you showed up to that meeting spot where you told everybody to meet you, like, hey, I'm going to run this last street, would love it if you joined me. And then you saw thousands of people that wanted to be a part of your movement. What was that like? Like, how many people did you expect to show up? And then how surprised were you when it was over 1,000.
Yeah, I didn't expect anything, to be honest, in terms of like it could have been a hit or miss. Mm-hmm. I know that there was a lot of engagement online for people to show up, but a lot of people are like, oh, I don't run. But this is why I really wanted to make it inclusive. It's not about running. Like, you can walk the whole way. It was more about just being there, just supporting, and also getting a flag. Obviously, people wanted flags. But But yeah, it was amazing just to see so many people. And yeah, I was initially very, very scared because it was raining. And so I thought, oh, no one's going to show up.
Aww. They sure did.
Yeah.
Well, once again, we're talking to Job, who has run every street in Chicago now, and it took some time. How many miles do you think you ran across Chicago?
So in total, there's over 4,000 miles of streets in Chicago. Ooh. However, I ran over 5,000 because there's so many dead ends. There's so many like streets that you have to go again to get other streets. It's not just like, okay, 4,000 miles, you just have to run that. No, you have to plan the route. At the start, I was less efficient. Yeah. And so, yeah, over 5,000 miles in just under 2 years.
You got some. How many pairs of shoes do you think you went through in this whole thing?
Ten at least.
Yeah, I mean, that is absolutely just incredible what you've done running every street in Chicago. So you got to really see Chicago and you got to see every neighborhood. Can I ask, and I'm going to get a little drum roll here, what is your favorite neighborhood in Chicago?
People have asked me that. No drum roll. I don't have one. It's like asking a parent, like, who's your favorite kid? You can't decide.
All
right. There's pros and cons to each. Because some neighborhoods are good to run in. Like, they're more accessible, they're easier to get to. Mm-hmm. Other neighborhoods aren't that good to run in, but have good people.
Yeah.
You found so a little bit of magic everywhere that you went.
Exactly.
You want to know something super cool, too? Everywhere. So I saw you running at around the half marathon. I'm not sure if you ran it, but I know you were there. And you had like your flag on you, and every time that like somebody passed you, people would say, "Oh, that's that guy that's running every street in Chicago." And then the day that you did your event yesterday, running down Michigan Avenue, everybody wore it like you, and I feel like now it's official. Wearing a flag around your neck that way is the Job.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Job.
You like started a movement, dude. It's the Job.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, in the half marathon, I just wasn't walking around just to walk around. I was trying to get last place.
Yeah.
And so I was second to last.
Yeah,
it was one of the most difficult things ever. Yeah.
You know what? But there's a great reel that Job put up, and you should go see it because he was really having great conversations with some of those people that were coming in towards the end in the half marathon. And in some ways, that's more interesting than the people who are just crushing it and getting there first, because you get to hear their stories. And in a lot of cases, when you're last, it's a story of perseverance. There could be, you know, an issue with running, or there could be a health thing, but people are just powering through. What's your Instagram so everybody can go find you?
It's Hey Job. So Hey Joabe.
Hey Job. Well, Hey Job, did it, man. Congratulations. Thank you for chatting us through the whole thing. We'd love to keep in touch with you and you know, get a heads up on what you got coming up next, but we really appreciate your time and what you've done for the city.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to do a series where I want to go to every single neighborhood in Chicago, talk about every single neighborhood. I only started this journey when I was at 72% of the city complete, so there's so more to show, so many neighborhoods to go into, and yeah, just continuing exploring Chicago. Like Carla said, explore more.
Yeah. We love it. We love it. And you know what? We're going to have to go on one of these runs with you.
Yeah, one of these days we will. We were at Aurora Pride yesterday, but we're so excited. You did it. You ran every street in the city. And we'll talk to you soon. All right, Job?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Hey, we're commercial free. Can't Crush Carla. Your chance to win $1,000 is coming at 7:50. I just